Addiction can and frequently does take up a lot of time. Time which you will need to fill in a way which is helpful and distracting, which moves you forward and allows you to progress without doing the addiction. This also links to a certain extent with people you wish to avoid or at least reduce contact. It's worth, therefore, spending some time creating a list of things that you can do to assist in overcoming addiction and filling your time with alternative activities. There are, though, some things to consider. Your activities may vary depending on the time of day or night. Things that you may do during the day may not be available or work at night and vice versa. Your choices may be limited by what you can afford to spend or where you live. You may need to find activities which require a lot of concentration and activities which don't require much brain power, as there will be times when it's easier to focus. Are there activities which require the involvement of others, and are there some that you can do alone? If you need the input from others, have those conversations now about how you're making that work for you and for them. And here's a few things to consider. There is a lot of research about the benefits of being in nature and exercising. A walk in the park, for example, would tick both those boxes. Again, you need to work out what works for you. There's also a lot of information about having something, a hobby, an activity in which you can lose yourself. Is there anything that you already do that allows you to lose track of time? Is there something that you can start now? Again, as with everything in life, nothing is set in stone. Add and remove activities as you discover what works for you. Keep adding and removing activities as you replace addiction with new actions and new adventures.